make you do a double take. Plan shock, a showstopper, flow proper, head knocker, beat shala, shell dropper. Hello and welcome to On the Rag. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Molly.
And we're the Sherman Sisters. On the Rag is a podcast where we read a gossip magazine from 20 years ago today and share all the coldest gossip from the era. Would you grab my magazine for me?
Yeah, you bet.
How unprofessional of me.
Oh,
I left it across the room.
Nobody ready?
Nobody is ready. This week I have an Us Weekly from July 4th, 2005. And the cover story is exclusive. Denise finally speaks. We have Denise Richards with her, 15-month-old daughter mm-hmm. and her newborn.
Beautiful kids, by the way.
Gorgeous kids. The single mom talks for the first time about leaving Charlie. It's the hardest decision I've ever made. Sammy and Lola mm-hmm. are her girls. And from what I understand, not particularly following Denise Richards, I haven't seen her Beverly Hills seasons. So I don't know much about her personal life.
Oh, you haven't?
I haven't, no. Wait. I've just seen her as, like, a friend of, like, she's ducked in.
Okay, so you did see when she was, like, pilled out
yes.
and her jacket was upside down.
Yes, I saw that. That
her
was hard to watch.
Her seasons are pretty scandalous because she is called out, I think by Lisa Rinna, for having made out with Brandy Glanville. And she's, like, it was not ready to speak on that, which, of course, Lisa Rinna is not going to accept.
Lisa Rinna, she's such good TV.
No, because she's willing to show up and be evil, and I think that's really admirable.
She's willing to be the villain.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't care.
That's really powerful. Mm-hmm. I think once you hit that point, you've kind of like lightened.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, so Denise Richards talking about single motherhood. It's actually like three spreads.
Wow.
Talking about all this. Jen fights back. Apparently there was a special on ABC that was just a celebration of Jennifer Aniston, basically.
Folks, can we give it up for Jenny? All she's going through.
And then Tom and Katie engaged. Want to talk about a whirlwind.
Yeah, because he was, I believe, also filming MI3 at this time.
I think it was like 3 weeks or something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyways.
Pardon me.
You okay?
Bug in my throat.
Oh, no. Before we start talking about this magazine, though, I have to ask my sister the question I ask her every week, which is, what's in your bag this week? In the world is in that
bag. What you got in that bag? Thank you for asking. The first thing in my bag is a White Russian.
Hell yeah.
Lindsay and I went to see The Big Lebowski at the Paramount with our dad. Mm-hmm. It was like a Father's Day gift, so we went to a steakhouse beforehand and the split tiny dishes like little Polly Pocket dolls and had White Russians, and yeah, then we got to go watch it at the Paramount. It was super fun. The guy who plays Smokey was there. He's a Texas musician. I was Googling him in real time.
Yeah.
Because everyone was hooting and hollering. I like the movie. I just probably don't like it the same way everyone else there did.
I had a great time going to that with you and Dad,
so
though.
Fun.
I was like, we like had did gummies.
Yeah, we did do gummies.
We were
crucially
lifted. And so, like, honestly, when we can have time with our dad to just be like, I want to hear your stories.
Uh-huh.
And like, it is honestly very sweet. Like,
yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah, he was telling us all kinds of stories from his days as a salesperson in Houston in the 90s.
I think he would not blush at you saying salesman.
Salesperson.
No, I won't presume to say what he would prefer to be called.
No, I didn't even mean it in a gender way. I was just trying. I couldn't remember his title was like sales manager or boss.
I think he was
a sales
an
boss.
Account manager or an account executive.
Yeah, that sounds more impressive than a sales
manager. Yeah.
Death of a salesperson.
Not that girl.
Oh no.
Second thing in my bag is Summer House on Bravo. I actually can't remember if I talked about this in my bag last week, and if not, I'm just gonna bring it up now. There's a video essay on YouTube by Broey Deschanel called How Sick. I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love Real Housewives. And if you're a little lifted and like really want to think about it,
mm-hmm.
it's probably 40 minutes long, and it's like talks about Bravo constructs and the editing and I really enjoyed it.
I love when people can be academic about low culture. It's
my favorite
thing. I don't
know how you cannot be, because the Bravoverse is like, what about it is that compelling, you know?
Right. There's Summer a Bravo House ad in this issue that's very interesting.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. I will say this of Summer House. Of the Bravo properties, it is the most egregious in its, like, stupid jingle use. And they...
Oh, no.
The Valley's pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
The Valley's lyrics actually really piss me off a lot.
I don't even ever notice lyrics. It's just, like, the way... Like, Beverly Hills' musical cues are honestly pretty embarrassing to me, too.
I know, because it's a bummer, because they just used to do Mischievous.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
Like, when it was Danny Elfman coded.
They need to go back to that.
They do. Well, and so it's tailored differently to each city. When you get to the later Atlanta seasons, you're gonna die.
Oh, no.
Because it's very, like, they went to a music catalog and were like, urban.
Urban. I was gonna say. So I know exactly what it is.
Come on, come on. And then it's, like, Cynthia, who is 52, and like sort of traipsing about her home and her caftan, like, on Lake Mealy.
Elegant woman with, like, music that does not represent her at all.
I love Cynthia Bailey.
They need to use jazz as a cue for Cynthia Bailey
due to her like,
music
gorgeous
venue.
Like,
jazz club, right? Doesn't she own one with that? They had a what's her face sing at it?
Mm-hmm.
Candy.
Bar One.
Is that what it was called? Bar One?
Yes.
That's the one where Dwight and Nene got in that fight because she like had it out with him finally, because she was like, why are you running around telling people that Greg loaned
$10,000.
You $10,000?
Yep. I remember
that. Or
that
you loaned Greg $10,000.
So in one of the interviews, Nene said one of the meanest and most vicious things. I guess she and Cynthia had like a little bit of a falling out at that point.
Oh, that's a shame.
Those two bob and weave, but they pretty much stay friends.
The friendship contract. I just got to that.
I was like, girl. So she opens a modeling school in her second season, called the Bailey Agency. And then, like, Peter, you know, is always, like, chasing one failed restaurant after the other. And his was called Bar One. And he goes, what business is Bar None or the Bailey Agency?
That is so mean.
No one does it like me.
She has jokes.
No,
she has wordplay.
The Bailey Agency, I was like, stop.
You cannot do that, Nene.
She kills me. Summer House, it doesn't... I'm enjoying it. I'm getting to the lore. I feel like I'm finally speaking a language that has evaded me. Like, I can tell you sort of about Paige DeSorbo now. Or Carl Radke.
The name Carl in our generation.
Yeah, well, this girl who I told you is a yassified version of the worst bitch we know.
Yeah.
Lindsay Hubbard.
Mm-hmm.
She's like one of those classic girls who like calls every boy like her best friend or her brother.
Hate that.
And then
a Sheena Shea type.
Whole time she wants to doink their bones.
Yeah.
And that she was very much doing that with Carl, and then
she spells her name correctly.
She does.
Okay.
All of a sudden, one season, she started calling him Carlito, and it was paper thin. Next season, they start dating.
Mm-hmm.
After she is giddy about the fact that word is getting around that he finger doinked. Sorry. I do know our parents occasionally have on this podcast, and I wish I had a better term I could have used. Just wasn't one.
Who was it that he did this
he
with?
He did it to her.
Oh, okay.
He did it to her, and she
was excited that
the word
got out?
Was getting around, and she was like, he came to her to be like, I'm so sorry, I told Kyle in confidence, but like people in the house are talking about the fact that they all keep saying finger blast, that I finger blasted you. And
ew.
She was like, Carl, I don't care that people know that. Like,
why can't they just say we hooked up? Like, what happened to class and dignity in our generation?
Hello, or how are you?
Or that we
you
were
know
intimate.
What? Here's what I'll tell you so far about Paige DeSorbo, why I like her.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I think she was like a high up at Betches when she started at this show.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
when the other people get to talk in blue, she's like, I understand that sex is a normal part of life. I just really don't like to talk about it.
This is how I feel.
I do too. It's like, I'm not a child. No. I'm not going to plug my ears and go la, 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 la. But this I do think Mimi you're was being acting inappropriate.
During Candy Coated Nights. Mimi yeah. was like, I am not going to tell you all that. You know?
Who was it? It was Marlo, finally, like 10 seasons in, looked at Candy and said, I got to be honest with you, girl. You go too far with the sex stuff. And yeah, she does.
Dang, that is so funny.
Candy, she is so Taurus and in every way, including stereotypes that I don't super, you right. know, I'm not an animal.
Right.
Not to say, you know what I
no,
mean.
No, right. But I,
in the way that
you're a little bit more like buttoned up about your sex life.
Yeah, because it's.
Which I didn't, is this a thing about Tauruses that they are very sexual?
Yeah, it's like Venusian, like any sort of sensual pleasure. And wow. that usually bears out in food.
Okay.
A lot of us folks is sick. or sleeping.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
money. It's just...
good for y'all.
It's why I'm so sensitive about people having imbalanced humors, because it's like, nature was not in my favor.
Oh, damn.
But sometimes
yeah.
you have to put down the yoo-hoo. the other thing in my bag is Butterbear.
What is
we
that?
Went to, you and I and Tig went to the Miniso that oh, just yeah. opened here, which is a chain. I don't know how saturated the market is here yet, but I think yeah. it's just little Asian trinkets.
Yeah, it's like a Sanrio store, but with other
with
characters.
Other properties.
Yeah.
They had a lot of Powerpuff Girls stuff. I do think I'll probably go back and get some Bubbles swag. Like, you're right.
You have
I
to.
I was Bubbles.
Come on, man. You loved that show.
And it holds up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's time for my children and I to invest in it.
It's such a vibe. It's a summer vibe. Y'all should watch it.
Yeah.
I just saw this random little notebook with this just cute little bear. It was like a little Valentine bear, a little angel bear. His name was Butter Bear. And I was like, yeah, sure, we'll do that. Because I was getting little hair clips for my daughter, too.
My daughter ain't free.
I looked it up and it's like, they gave it the lore of like, we started as a bakery and this was our
cute.
Logo. I don't know if that's true.
Man, I can't wait for you to go to Japan.
Me neither, but this is China.
Oh, it
came
it?
Up with Butter Bear.
Okay.
They're trying to move into the Kawaii market.
Well, interesting. But
so, and
what
I'll
I was
going
to say is I bet in Japan, there's cute characters I've not even heard of yet.
I intend to bring them back.
Yeah.
Like, and proselytize.
Yeah. Butterbear. Okay.
I am going to big brain Butterbear for a second, because I have heard the claim, and this might actually be pure hogwash.
He is so cute.
That people have claimed that Japan supports kawaii culture, so you forget about their imperialist past. Which China might be like, well, that's working. So maybe we got to come up with something quick. Butterbear.
Damn, that's crazy.
I could see that, but to be perfectly honest with the
I think
exception
it's just
of
Occam's
like,
razor is maybe like people needed some joy.
I think people
joy.
Just like cute shit.
Yeah.
Because from what I understand of Japan, I don't think that in terms of imperialism, they were ever that big a boy with that exception of like the mid-century.
Yeah.
20th century. The Nanking thing was
I don't know anything about Japan's history aside from we bombed them.
We did do bomb them.
We did do
we
that.
Did do bomb them twice.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And you know, like that they were an Axis power in
they
World
were
War II.
An Axis power.
But that's all I really know about.
You know, they've beefed on and off with Russia a lot in their time. I don't know a ton about Japan yet either, but I intend to.
You're going
to
figure the whole thing
I'm
out.
I'm going to figure the entire thing out.
Okay, so Butterbear.
Yeah.
He's just cute.
Yeah,
just love
I looked
that
it
guy.
Up and he's just cute.
I love that,
I
man.
Texted my friend who's into Labubus about this, and I was like, do I just need to let go and let the cute wash
yeah.
over me, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I love that. It doesn't need lore.
No. Just needs to be cute.
He's just a Butterbear.
Well, do you remember how I felt about Boo?
Bear. I was about to tell you, like, I won't presume to know the feelings you felt for Boo, but it does feel the same here. I have tender feelings about Butterbear.
I used to, like, when I was, like, in my darkest days, my first couple of years of teaching, sometimes I would look at pictures of Boo and get me, I was just like, that is
it's
the cutest.
It's so millennial, because you could just go to BuzzFeed and be like, Boo.
Boo, like, I was like, that is the cutest little guy. And my daughter has my old boo stuffy that Parker got me. Her Goggy. Like, that dog is so cute. Are you kidding me?
Well, see, you know, maybe retrocausally, casually, you you knew that your daughter would be into that. And
damn.
You were like, because it was not very you.
No, it's
Boo
not.
Boo was a bit of a...
That was an aberration for me. But I was like, man, that little guy, look at him.
I'm gonna look at pictures of Boo now, too.
I'm doing it right now. He's adorable. Was that your whole bag, girl?
That's my whole bag, girl. What's in your bag, girl?
Thanks. I was like, I'll wait patiently, I guess.
Well, about me.
First thing in my bag is a limited to summer. I declared that.
That's a big thing to have in the bag, girl.
It's a concept. And I would love for my...
You should do a TikTok about this because you know how they say, like, the Saturday hypothesis.
Saturday theory. It's just that people love Saturdays. Well, you know, I don't know. There's always,
I think,
like,
even just as to test out to see if you can create a theory like this.
Yes. Well, because, well, no, it's not even like a theory. I would just say, you know how people did, like, Tomato Girl summer. It's like, yeah, it's I'm going to do limited to summer.
Yeah.
So
it's working, by the way.
I'm having the best summer.
Have you listened to Moonpools and Caterpillars yet this summer?
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Do that tomorrow.
I was going to say, I have a song that I'm going
to
talk about being in my bag. I'll just go ahead and say that, and then I'll circle back to talking about Limited to Summer. The song is 300 Dreams by After.
Oh, yeah.
It's got that breezy Fruitager Arrow aesthetic to it. Like, back when everything was kind of, like, blue and translucent and, like, green.
Very Sonique.
Yes, exactly. Like, everything was see-through. It was so much fun. And that's, like, very limited to summer vibes. Like, I am doing so many little crafts. My daughters and I started making lanyards yesterday. We're getting very frustrated because it's hard to get them started. And this cord wants to, like, slip so bad. But it's, like, so much fun. And I've got a perler bead project on the hopper downstairs. I ran out of the reds and the creams that I needed to make this big red and green teapot. So I've got 33,000 more perler beads coming to my doorstep in a three-tier.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, dude.
How much does that set you back if you don't mind?
Oh, 30 bucks.
You drop the link for me.
You got it. And it's also coming with...
You need a refer code.
It's coming with more of the templates, too.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
I left my perlers on the table. And
she brought them tonight.
I did bring them because you needed reds and creams. But I left them on the kitchen table, and I should have known this would happen, but Craig did just sort of, well, I'll take a run at it. And
of course.
He made a little cowboy boot.
Man, it's so much fun.
It is
It's like the most low-pressure craft, and it's
and
like...
And you can order a little pack of small metal magnets
from
Amazon.
Yeah.
And you can hot glue them and make them fridge magnets. What can't you do?
What can't you do? Or like thumbtacks. You can make a cute, like I was thinking about making a bunch of little tiny flowers and gluing them to thumbtacks.
Come on.
Come on. Or on the edge of a different bulletin board. I'm going to make so many bulletin boards.
And that's going to fix everything.
And they're all going to have borders. This summer is about easy breezy. I'm wearing a lot of like a kind of bright turquoisey blue. I've got my hair done in a very silly fashion right now.
Who are the dogs that do it that way?
Oh, like a Bichon Frise. I have it pulled into that, like, you know, 2012 top knot kind of a thing that the girls were doing. It's giving Sean Bean.
Ed Artstark.
But it's practical when you've got bangs you're
it's
not
serving,
feeling.
Though. Sean Bean if you slayed. Rather than get slayed.
And final thing in my bag is The Bear season 4, which we just started. We've only seen the first 2 episodes so far, but man, I love that show. I find myself...
Is it better than season 3? Because boy, it was lulling there.
Yeah, I had a fun time with season 3. I like the characters so much. I guess honestly, no, there wasn't a lot of plot movement in the first 2 episodes, but... A lot of great character work, you know?
There were episodes I rather liked.
Yeah.
But that episode where, like, 20 minutes of it was chefs talking, I was like, what would you do if I bombed your house?
Y'all shut up. Yeah, no, that was annoying.
I can't with them.
At the Olivia Colman send-off?
Yes.
But okay, have you seen the trailer for her new movie with Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah, I want to see it.
It looks like
whether
fun.
It's good, whether it's bad, I want to see it.
A couple of good trailers I saw last night before I saw this
Which
film.
Which one? There was okay, that?
There was the OU one with Molly Gordon, where she goes on like a romantic getaway weekend with her boyfriend, and then like... She has just handcuffed him to the bed, and yes. She's like, oh my god, this is like
it's the like misery.
Best trip as a couple, and he's like, we're not a couple, I didn't want anything
Jack Quaid,
serious.
Right?
Is or that who that is?
No.
I didn't recognize, but it's got, see. They've got, it's got the tall guy from Search Party in it.
Yeah, I love that
John
guy.
John something, and Geraldine Viswanathan, I can't remember, the British girl. But yeah, anyways, it looks like fun. And then there was another one called, it's got Miguel from, Splitsville was the name of the movie. Miguel from, the WeWork show, We Crash.
Yeah.
Which I've watched twice and might watch again.
Good idea. That's a good summer show.
I love that stupid show.
I love that you and I both were like, low-key, hope they're well.
Honestly. Kind of like them.
Right? Kind of like them.
That's a fun way to get a bunch of money.
Well.
Being so silly and so stupid.
And
he's doing something else now.
I was going to say, he got funded for something else recently.
Yeah.
And I saw someone be like, yeah, it's actually.
The victimless crime.
Yeah. And also, like, it's always been a part of Silicon Valley culture that, like, you're gonna fail a lot.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're really, really big, high-profile failures.
And it's kind of funny.
If you can bounce back from that, it's like, baby, what can't you do?
If you're willing to be a fool.
They made a whole show about you.
Yeah.
They brought Anne Hathaway in on it.
Which, honestly, if I was that girl...
Maybe they funded it. The Newmans were like, we have a million left.
This will make us...
Showtime
seem
show.
So, well, no, they had a gajillion dollars left. They, like... He got,
them.
Like, a crazy exit package. And that's, like...
That's right. That's
like,
right.
Because then they, like, had this, like, a little bit of lip service, too. And look at all these people that thought they were going to have this ZERP job forever. And then they lost their job. And it's,
oh.
Like...
I'm okay. Sorry, but, like, again, not an unusual set of circumstances.
That was a very...
Businesses close all the time.
Very common millennial experience. Ooh,
yeah.
I can't talk tonight.
I think everyone saw the success of Bad Blood in
yeah.
the grad... It's not The Graduate.
Yeah.
Is it called?
The Dropout.
The Dropout.
opposite.
And we're like, we can do the same thing. Because there was that Travis Kalanick show that also
yeah,
wasn't
I did
good.
Not. Listen, I was never going to watch that.
Because I watched it and
I don't
I was like
Joseph
this
Gordon-Levitt.
Is just a tech asshole.
No. There's
Diamond
no story
dozen.
Here. There's no there there.
There was no there there.
Oh, God.
Okay. Logan Lerman.
Logan Lerman. Okay, yeah.
What did I think
the thing quite? About Elizabeth Holmes' properties and the fact that she can support two of them is that that's a strange alien person.
Yeah, I was going to say, it actually really isn't the crime. And I wonder if she would have gotten away with it if she wasn't sort of like that.
It's so weird.
Hello.
Always for you, Tiger.
We will slay this year.
Oh,
I know. I am focused.
Like, that's one of the strangest individuals I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Shall I dive into this issue?
Let's talk about it.
Okay, I'm going to start with fashion. There's not much to say. They did their
black dresses. Shock.
Shocking. Sexy in satin. We have
That's
Eva
that
Mendes.
Same photo of her that scared me last week.
Eva Mendes?
Yeah. Where yeah. I was like, she's too fine.
She is so pretty. God dang it. Calista Flockhart. Garcelle B.
Garcelle B.
She looks so cute. She's
does.
At the
she was married at this time.
Oh, that's right.
Garcelle B. Nylon.
Yeah. And she was at the Mr. and Mrs. Smith premiere in LA. Jessica. Katie Holmes, the newly engaged Katie Holmes. This outfit sucks.
Speaking of things coming around though, the drop waist on her and Calista's dresses.
I'm going to opt out.
No, because it makes your cooter look a mile long, dude. You girls are crazy.
It does not look good on me.
It's like a cod piece.
And then Nikki Hilton. That's a cute dress, I think.
Yeah.
It's got a little cutout.
Good for her.
And then we have Fashion Police. There was something else I thought. Maybe not. Maybe that's the only two fashion stories. Fashion Police, the look of the week is none other than our diva, Katie B. Aww. Looking absolutely radiant in Kelly green.
Yeah, it's a really good color on her.
Beautiful color on her. When bad clothes happen to good keep people, good people.
children.
Hillary Duff in, I think it's like a very Urban Outfitters kind of an outfit. She's got leg warmers and like a
bandeau dress. I would have seen this outfit that year and been like, slay.
Right.
I still actually kind of think it's really fun.
I agree. They don't have any vision. And then they were also panning Nicolette Sheridan, who does look really stupid. I don't like this dress.
Again, like, it's the skirt's the problem, but it was almost a sleigh.
It's almost a sleigh. I think it's a styling thing, too. Like, mm-hmm. if she had dropped that sash. She's wearing, like, a black and white. You know, it's a little bit black house, white market. White house, black market. That's what it is. It's a little basic. The top part is like a bandage dress, and then the bottom is like sheer and white. Mm. It looks like kind of like nylon.
Yeah.
Like go-go boot material.
Let me get a closer look at her.
In stripes. All the way down to the floor. And some really bad sunglasses.
I think there was potential. I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
Okay. Verdict. Molly says disagree.
I don't mind it.
Oh, you're going to be so delighted. There's a Hulk.
I love Elizabeth Hurley's outfit, too.
And let me see it again.
She looks like a bunch of curtains.
Yeah, she looks crazy. I don't like this outfit at all. Also, hard for me to separate the fact that she's dating Billy Ray Cyrus right now.
Oh, she is?
Girl, they are on a whole ass press tour.
Gross.
Anna Nicole Smith, Diva, this is not your best
really
moment.
Pretty gross.
Storytelling, you look...
Okay, but if Sheryl Crow wore that outfit, y'all would be clapping like seals.
Yeah, or if Sarah Jessica Parker wore it, probably.
Yeah.
I think it's just, like, she needs to... The proportions are off. She needs to, like, pull the skirt up. But this is what everyone was doing, wearing, like, stupidly low skirts.
She's just not
a comely woman.
I feel like everyone was... ugly in at least an interesting way.
Yeah.
All of those outfits, in the ways that they sucked, it wasn't... They swung for the fences.
Yeah. They thought they were doing something.
They dared. And people don't frequently do that anymore.
You're so right. I'm going to talk next about our cover story, the main one, Denise Richards, because I forgot that I usually do that first.
Whatever.
I've just had such a string of in-touches.
I've just been going left to right.
Well, hey, that's valid, too.
People have told me they like to read books this way.
That's true. Denise Richards, Raising Babies Alone. Wow, that oldest child looks so much like a sheen.
Yeah.
That's crazy. At, like, 15 months.
The seed is strong.
I don't know. Denise Richards is a sister girl. So she apparently has a sister who's 18 months younger than her or older than her. They're 18 months apart.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, besties. And I was like, okay, love to hear that. Because mm-hmm. she was like, I'm so glad they have each other. Aww. I wanted to have my babies close together because my sister and I are close together and we love each other so much. And thank God my mom is here to help with everything. She was going to be in a new TV series that fall, like starting to film in 2 months from now. And she was like, I am not going to press myself to lose the baby weight, like... I've done this before.
Good for her.
It's too much. She had a C-section, and she had Charlie in the room with her, even though they are, you know, actively divorcing, because she was like, it was important to me that he be included in that and that my daughter knows that her dad was present at her birth. And I was like, okay.
I have always gotten the impression that she is a very good mom.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she is. She seems to really love being a mom. And I have a lot of love in my heart for this diva.
Oh, yeah.
I feel so, like, honestly, this story is really sad.
It's honestly, like, she is a little bit hard to watch in Real Housewives because it's, like, you can kind of see the years have worn on her.
Yeah.
Not in, like, a she looks busted way.
No, it's just, like she's sad.
Yeah.
She's got,
she's
like,
really
a,
sad.
She's
like, a very sad energy she brings to the
show.
Yes,
totally. And it's a shame because it's, like, she was so funny in Drop Dead Gorgeous. Like, mm-hmm. I mean... She really gave it to us.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Okay, Tom and Katie, they got engaged on the Eiffel Tower. How very.
He's just so funny to me, dude. Like
he is such a campy
individual. He is hilarious.
He had apparently never even been to the Eiffel Tower, but he was like, I just knew that would be like a really romantic place for us to get engaged.
He is like somehow fully representative to me of like male impulse at every age.
Yeah.
In every stage of life. Like there is little boy, there is teen, there is middle-aged man energy.
Yeah.
It all coalesces into a very powerful.
Yeah. He has a presence. Lot of life force.
He has a lot of life force.
Yes. For sure.
I'm curious about his beliefs. What could make a person like that?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get attracted and find some people who can explain more to me.
No, it's crazy, though, because I'm like, I would guess that the average Scientologist is probably not having the same experience.
No, not at all. Not at all. They did their big one, landing him as...
And keeping him happy this whole time.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, I mean, or keeping him bound somehow.
Well, Burley Remini, that's like the church is now bending over backwards to make him happy because I think...
If they lose him, the game is over.
The game is over, but they're also, their numbers are not looking great.
No.
Quarter over quarter, things are not looking awesome for Scientology.
No, dude. Awful. So apparently, they were on, I guess it was like a press tour for Mission Impossible, theoretically. I think that's what I'm...
Yeah, well, MI3 came out the following summer.
Maybe. Maybe it was War of the Worlds. I don't remember. So he's...
He never stopped.
No, he was always doing something.
I do think it was War of the Worlds.
Anyways, yeah, they did a very shady Katie's Battle of the Bling, comparing her engagement ring from her previous fiancé, Chris Klein, which was, they claimed, a $25,000 ring. It was platinum set, emerald cut, that she was given in December 2003, so 18 months prior to now. That is quick turnaround.
It's 2005. Yeah.
Right, sorry, 2003, December 2003 to June 2005 is 18 months.
You're right. Sorry!
So, the jeweler estimates that the ring is worth around $25,000, adding, the diamond was not all it could be, clarity-wise. Woof. Whereas her ring from Tom Cruise...
Why is he in this?
I know.
That's not right. That's so mean.
Let's see how Chris Klein measures up to Tom Cruise. In
Let's
any
see
vector.
Paul Allen's card.
Paul Allen's card. Okay, so Tom Cruise's ring is alleged to be about $200,000. If a high profile jeweler did it, it's worth about $200,000. Cynthia Wolfe, who designed Britney Spears' engagement ring, says of this estimated 4-carat stone set in white and pink micro pave diamonds. It is really pretty.
It is.
$200,000 for a ring is crazy, though. That's crazy work.
Do you, Craig and I had this discussion this past weekend when we were watching 3. By the way, actually pretty good.
The Godfather 3?
No, Mission Impossible.
Oh, okay.
This was the launch of Michelle Monaghan's film career.
Oh, is this
so? In the mainstream, I would say.
Wow.
But also Philip Seymour Hoffman is the villain in it. And J.J. Abrams directed it.
Oh, damn.
I know. You
what year was that?
2006. It's their first post 9/11 one.
Oh, damn.
So the tone.
I don't know if I ever saw that one.
A little different.
But I feel like I must have seen it in theaters.
I don't know.
You didn't.
I never saw a single one.
You didn't see it because you were in high school.
Yeah.
That's wild.
At that point, I was like, well, I'm not familiar with these movies. Like, I haven't seen one or two. So
you're
what
like,
am I to
I'll
do?
Sit this one out.
And like, whole time, you don't need to be.
No, you could just show up.
I mean,
up.
If you don't know to expect that at some point someone will rip their face off and there will be a mask, like...
Does that happen in every one of them?
I think every one of them.
That's
They elevated it to a less campy place for the J.J. Abrams one. Like, they show the technology, like, quickly 3D printing this, like, Philip Seymour Hoffman mask.
Why does that have to be the trope in every one of them? That's so gross.
It's from the TV show from the 60s.
Yeah, but, like...
It is gross, though. It's gross every time, honestly. And it also feels to me as, like, a writing convention, like it's cheating.
It's so cheap. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this? Oh, Craig and I were discussing this. Because he indicated that Tom Cruise, like, is a dude who lies about his height or is, like, self-conscious about it. And I was like, I don't think so.
He is a short king.
He's a short king, but I don't think he's ever run from that. I don't think he's been wearing lifts.
I think you're right.
He's always been with taller women.
I do think he has worn shoes with a little bit of a lift in them. But even when Nicole Kidman would wear heels with him.
Mm-hmm.
Tom
she was
Cruise.
Always taller than
height.
Him.
He's 5'7".
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yeah, it looks like he's just wearing flat shoes. It's more than I can say for a couple of politicians I've seen.
Okay.
Like
Jax Taylor was also wearing those.
Jax, yeah, like it's so, you know, do what you gotta do, guys, or whatever. You know, mm-hmm. It's
as break your legs and reset them.
You're all born naked, and the rest is drag or whatever. But like, you know, it's not that
it's
deep.
It's so wild. We all sing that every single week, and then like men start doing any procedure, and we're like, waste men.
I know. It's goofy. Anyways, yeah, little guy. He's a little guy. He's so cute though.
Tom Cruise.
Thomas Mapother the Third.
Yeah. No, he's
our special guy.
He's our
in
special
our country.
Little guy. I would really like if he reversed course personally.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of feel like that might be a load-bearing part of who he is.
I think that's right.
I think if you take away the Scientology and the people around him worshiping the hell out of him,
he might not have the confidence.
He cannot feel the limitations that the rest of us feel.
Right.
Or he'll stop doing his own stunts.
Right. And that would be horrible.
And that would be the end of us.
As a
our
nation.
Our special little guy.
It's
Tom
what's
Cruise.
Holding us together. By
yeah,
a thread.
I think maybe.
Okay, so Jennifer Aniston's little ABC special. Let me make sure that's no, it's
give me a minute.
Sorry, it was an
it's
E
building.
Special. Not ABC. But
no. There's a couple miles distance there between E and ABC.
To be fair, I would...
E would put on a documentary about any old person.
That's so true. Yeah, man, E. Mm-hmm. That was scraping the bottom of the barrel for me.
Yeah.
On TV. Like, mm-hmm. I would turn it on if there was nothing else on, but mm-hmm. I was my last place choice.
Honestly, same. The damn soup.
E! True Hollywood Story was like... Half of them were so lame.
I love them because they felt like journalism. Oh,
yes, my news magazine. Let me find out what happened
like
to Rita Hayworth.
Don Johnson.
God. So this E! Special, they talked to a few of Jennifer's friends as talking heads and got
yeah,
quotes
her and
from
Kathy
them.
Yeah, Jimmy, how did they link up?
I don't know. I love Kathy and Jimmy, though.
Uh-huh.
Happy to see her here. Was one of four celebrities whom Aniston suggested E! Speak to for the special. They also spoke to Matthew Perry, may he rest. Jen can do anything she wants, and I wouldn't say that or show up here if I thought any different. That feels like a...
Like, you're not on trial.
Feels like a, like, neutral thing to say about someone, though. She can do anything she wants. She's got free will, so...
It's free country, and I really believe that. On Jennifer Aniston.
Oh my God! They have Courtney Cox with like the heavy Vaseline filter. But
I
man,
thought
her
that
original
was
face
Demi
was
more. For
no,
a
her
second.
Original face was so cute.
I know.
She's never changed, even with her fame, says close pal and former Friends co-star Courtney Cox.
Cortini.
Cortini Cox. And then they also have her childhood friend slash actress, Andrea Bendewald. I've never heard
we
of
We all
Andrea
know this.
clap
if you know Andrea Bendewald.
Andrea recalls a time that a cancer-stricken woman told Aniston that friends helped her through chemo. Jen was crying and they hugged each other.
These are not strong witnesses, girl.
Thanks. Anyways, so that was Jennifer fighting back from the the Mr. and Mrs. Smith narrative, according to Us Weekly.
Okay.
All right, couples. Let's just tap into a couple of those folks, and then we're going to get into the meat, which is miscellany. Love Lives this week. Kate Bosworth.
And you said it very intentionally.
Kate Bosworth and Orlando Bloom had reunited... Mm-hmm. After having a previous breakup. Did you see that he and Katie Holmes? Katie Perry.
No, girl.
Girl, I am a mother.
To sin is to miss the mark, mama. We have much to pray over tonight.
I am mom brain supreme.
It's, it's like degenerative, girl.
And now I've got the yips. Katie Perry and Orlando
Bloom. And he was
Bloom.
Gay. He was blind.
They broke up.
Katy Perry and Orlando
broke
Bloom.
Up. Yeah, they broke up.
Yeah. Kate Bosworth and him were, to my mind, like, I had
That's a good match.
If I hadn't upgraded my operating system in my brain,
yeah,
like, if you had asked me even a few years ago who he's with, I would be like, Kate Bosworth, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's the most natural fit. They're both like a 2 out of 10 on the fame meter at this point in time.
No, he was much higher.
No, I mean in 2025.
Yeah.
At the time, they looked ascendant. Mm-hmm. They were at about a 4 or 5, and it looked like, you know.
That's so true. I have to remind myself that maybe most adults, like, women with their menarche, didn't care about Orlando Bloom, but, like, for junior high, he was our Elvis.
Oh, is this so?
Yeah, people were...
Wow, he was, like, your JTT?
Pirates of the Caribbean hit, my cohort.
It was that deep for y'all.
It was that deep.
That's
the girls
crazy.
Were like, they were either into Johnny Depp or Orlando Bloom from that.
Damn.
Yeah, I was in the Johnny Depp camp.
Who were our high
I'm not
school...
ashamed to own that I was the one at the time.
Yeah.
The one who was a grown adult.
Okay, we're back, baby. We had one of the weirdest technical difficulties I've experienced so far. Something the haters are trying to silence us because what we have to say is so important. Mm-hmm. At this point, Destiny's Child has just broken up, and it's like the new hot story in Beyoncé's life is that they're going to go their separate ways as of September 2005. But Mattel had already just put the finishing touches on their Destiny's Child Barbie dolls.
Ooh.
So they announced that they were going to still sell them, but individually as scheduled later this summer.
Okay.
And I would just love to know what the numbers were. Like
on the Kelly and Michelle.
Yeah.
I can't imagine they were high, girl.
No, that's such a shame. Like, they're maybe, so cool, but it's Beyoncé.
I think it... I have a guess on the breakdown.
Uh-huh.
I think it was probably 80% Beyoncé,
mm-hmm.
15% Kelly.
Do you think at the time we all felt that way, though? I think because they were, like, a girl group. I mean, I know Beyoncé had her first...
Beyoncé
her first album
was
came out in 2003.
Always the lead vocalist.
Yeah.
Kelly.
And I'm second lead vocalist.
Yeah.
You're right.
Kelly was like second on deck, but like,
you're
not,
so right.
Not a lot of solos for Kelly.
Yeah. Poor Kelly. But actually, maybe not. I love being, I think the idea of being
The lieutenant.
The lieutenant is great. That's exactly what you want to be.
A little less pressure.
A lot less pressure. Loose talk.
Love this.
So.
Speech.
I lost my own baby fat when I started eating whatever fell off the high chair instead of having a 4-hour lunch on slimming down since she has had kids, Kelly Ripa. Now, Miss Kelly,
girl, wrong.
I like you a lot, but I need you to be so honest and so for real.
You're on Fin-Fin, first of all.
Like,
if not straight up cocaine.
I have eyes. Chris Martin. Extreme Makeover Home Edition is like taking one of the worst sides of our culture, reality TV, and crossing it with the best side of human nature. It makes me cry every time. Corny. First of all,
we don't really watch that because it's stupid.
It's so stupid, but also reality TV is not the worst of our culture.
No, it's
Eat
actually
my shorts.
Really, it performs a big service as our shadow.
Yeah. It's an important societal good.
Mm-hmm.
I have missed the boat a lot with relationships, but the great thing is more boats keep coming over the horizon. And I've got to tell you, some of these boats look pretty good. Owen Wilson. Oh. Loser behavior.
I just hated all of that.
It's really grim. At one point, they offered me this part to play, a drug-dealing, gun-selling butch lady on her bizarre script offers, Kristen Davis.
Not a butch lady.
Oh my goodness. A gun-toting, gun-selling butch lady.
Gun-selling. Yeah, no, but it wouldn't work for her.
No. Okay, so this is a funny one. They did boys. Which boy has the best summer body? And I'm going to read their names.
Are these famous people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Antonio Sabato Jr.
Okay.
I know nothing about this individual. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Wilson. Owen Wilson. Eric Clapton. So I'm going to just go ahead and tell you right off the bat to get this out of the way. Antonio Sabato Jr. swept with a 53%.
Okay.
But of the other 47% that is up for grabs from the 100 women that were polled in New York City's Rockefeller Center, how would you guess the breakdown goes?
Okay, I have 47 to spread across Jake Gyllenhaal,
Luke Wilson
Brothers, and
Eric Clapton.
I guess I should show you the pictures, though. I think 26% went to Jake Gyllenhaal.
32.
Okay.
Higher. So that means we're now working with, let me do some quick maths here real quick, 15%.
I think that 8 people said Luke Wilson.
Dead ass.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and that gives me how many left?
7.
I think that 5 people said Owen.
3.
3.
Eric Clapton beat him.
That's
60-year-old Eric
Clapton. May I examine the men's bodies?
You may.
Can I put on my FBI glasses here for a second? Gentleman body inspector. Antonio Sabato Jr., I feel like I should know who he is, and I want to say he married someone famous.
Is he like a fighter?
You'll leave Eric Clapton alone, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, Owen Wilson doesn't look bad. He's just pale.
Right. Well, he's looking for the next boat to come across the horizon or whatever.
Any old day now.
Antonio Sabato Jr. was on General Hospital.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. All right. And he's an aspiring politician as well.
I thought that might have been the case. Didn't I want to say
a Republican?
Yeah, that sounds right. I thought that he might have been in the Surreal Life extended cinematic universe.
That sounds right. He sounds VH1 adjacent for sure. Okay. Lindsay Lohan celebrated her 19th birthday with a big party DJed by DJ AM. Attended by Nicole Richie.
Likely.
David Spade and Katherine Heigl were among those who dined on filet mignon and
what's
souffle.
He doing there?
Right.
He is so gross to me.
Nasty.
So
get
gross.
Away from her.
Doesn't he go for greener bananas?
That would be my guess, yeah. Mm. And I would suspect that's why he was sniffing around a 19-year-old girl's birthday party.
He's so nasty. There's a commercial, not a commercial, just a commercial on Netflix for a movie. There's a movie that he is in with Lauren Lapkus, who stars opposite him romantically, mind you. And the impression they give is that he seems to think he's better than her. Mm-mm. And it's like a mistaken identity movie. I'd never heard of it before. I think the rating on it was like sub 30%.
No, I don't need to see any David Spade.
No, I think I'm
done. I think I'm good.
He has a podcast with Dana Carvey. They were advertising for it on Who Weekly.
That lowers my opinion of Dana Carvey.
I agree.
Damn. Okay, here's that Bravo ad for being Bobby Brown. Mm-hmm. Being a husband, being a dad, being famous, being bad.
There were some pretty iconic clips from it, though.
True. It's just so dark in retrospect. Mm-hmm. Okay, Cameron's sexy beach buddy. She's 32 and sleeker than ever. For the third summer in a row.
But she's not dead yet.
Diaz surfs with Justin Timberlake while flaunting her very fit bod. She spent the first 3 summers of her 30s on that stupid little dweeb.
Really have spent some time together at this point.
They said 3 summers.
Wow. And you know, we really, I feel like every time they come up, because that's as long as we've been covering the news.
Yeah.
Every time they come up, you and I are just sort of like, well, I don't need to give this a ton of oxygen because it's just you know.
It's going to go away soon.
Yeah, in my mind, it's a flash in the pan, but they've really been together a while.
Surely, I bet her family and friends all thought the same. They were she's going to get this out of her system sooner rather than later, I'm sure.
Marry someone serious, like Benji Madden.
Oh my god. Maybe she just has really bad taste in men. That's a shame.
Ooh!
Whoa.
That was an alarm I set.
Did that say cream cheese?
It said cream cheese. It was to not forget that I put cream cheese in your fridge when I leave.
That was about the funniest thing that could have come up, I feel. Okay. VIP scene. we've got some people out and about milling, being hobnobbing with each other. We've got Molly Sims and Shannon Elizabeth dancing together at the TiVo to Go launch party in New York City. Yeah, that's a likely place for those two to be at some, like, boo-boo brand activation.
I'll see you at the brand activation.
That's like what the Mormon wives do. They just go to brand activations.
I know, they kicked the season off with like
cowboy pillows.
And whole time, nobody else is there.
It's like
they're out in an open pasture.
Oh my god!
With t-shirts,
and they were like, "We'll show up for the cutting of a ribbon, like
the opening of an envelope."
Whatever you've got going on, we'll show up and take some pics. My schedule's
light.
Jane Krakowski.
You're so right. That is all they do before.
They don't, yeah. And they take pictures. Like, that is such a boring life. Oh my god. Jane Krakowski at her refurbished New York City apartment and unrolling a new rug from emerging designer Emma Gardner. What were the mechanics of this?
What do you mean? Sorry, run that back for me.
Jane Krakowski at her refurbished New York City apartment unrolling a new rug. Outside? Or did y'all come up? Who's reporting on this? Like, what's the POV? I don't get it.
No, dude, did she call that hot tip?
That's what I'm saying.
I got a new rug.
Here's some hot goss. Jane Krakowski is unrolling a new rug from emerging designer.
So you know what? This with the telephoto lens? Like, what is happening?
Emerging designer Emma Gardner called it in.
Oh, that's who called it in. Oh, you're so
right. She's like, I sold a rug to Jane Krakowski. So I'm going to call
it. If I worked at Us Weekly and some, like, little, like, rug merchant called me to give me that tip, I would immediately put it in the shredder. That's not news.
No, it's not.
Jane Krakowski bought a rug?
They were like, sure thing. That's something.
Sorry, I'm, like, fully shouting a foot away from the mic.
Well, that's
fine. Can y'all hear me now?
No telling, because the the audio latency is crazy. The final VIP scene that I wanted to mention was Julia Stiles arriving for a stay at the Standard Hotel in Los Angeles in her no-frills Toyota Camry.
I love that girl. If you had told me about any frills with her, I'd be shocked.
Exactly.
I wouldn't believe you.
No, like, honestly, if you said, what car do you think Julia Stiles drives? I would have said Toyota Camry.
Toyota Camry.
No question.
Yeah. She's, and it's like, only because the Prius probably wasn't really out yet.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you she has a Prius now.
Yep.
Or like a fully electric RAV4.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Judge Hulk is going to judge these celebrity feuds of the week.
Oh, I love when he does this.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Sally Kirkland versus Britney Spears. Does Spears, 23, have something to get off her chest? Yes, says Oscar nominee Kirkland. Who? Sally Kirkland? 60, who dished to the New York Daily News that the pregnant singer had a boob job. I happen to know Britney's breast implant doctor, Kirkland blabbed, and I hope Spears does not breastfeed. She could give her baby so many future problems. Spears' rep dismissed the claim. Thank you, Sally, for your concern for Britney, but she does not have breast implants, so you don't need to worry. The rep then added, isn't there a doctor-patient privilege? Winner is Spears, says Hogan. Kirkland needs to drink another bottle of Geritol and worry about her own problems.
I'm saying mind your business, bitch.
Period. I know.
That's so rude.
Mm-mm. Okay. I'm not going to read all of these because, you know, whatever. But Leonardo DiCaprio versus bottle thrower. At around 4 a.m. on June 17th, DiCaprio, 30, was hit in the face with a glass bottle as he left a bash at the Los Angeles pad of Rick Solomon, Paris Hilton's ex and sex tape co-star. I just wanted to read that detail.
What were you doing there?
Until 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. He's on my watch list.
Yeah.
DiCaprio required about a dozen stitches near his ear. The woman attacker was reportedly looking for an ex-boyfriend, DiCaprio's rep said in a statement. I don't think so. Winner is DiCaprio. After playing Howard Hughes, he knows all about random psychotic episodes, says Hogan. How could you not be on Leo's side when something like this happens?
The way that, like, at the time I would have uncritically believed that story, but it's like, knowing what I know now.
Right. No, it's what, like, you doing wait there? A minute. I think if you are in a place where someone's drunk enough to hit someone with a glass bottle at 4 a.m.,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Especially knowing what I know about his character and also Rick Solomon.
Right.
Okay. Jessica Simpson versus Lindsay Lohan. The war continues between Simpson, 24, left, and Lohan, 19. After Lohan blocked Simpson from her post-MTV Movie Awards bash on June 4th, Lohan was reportedly upset that Simpson's sis, Ashley, 20, had dated her ex, Wilmer Valderrama, 25. The tension reached a new peak June 18th, an hour after the Simpson gals arrived at L.A. bar The Dime. Lohan showed up. Jessica shot Lindsay a look like, "Oh God, look who's here," says a witness. Lindsay shot back a look that said, "I'm not leaving just because you're here." So this is based on a bystander's witnessing of a face journey between two young women who That's don't like insane. Each other. We're building a house on a foundation of sand. Mm-hmm. This is not it.
It's not a story.
But anyways, they did want to have the Hulkster weigh in on it. And he said, "Simpson, there's no way Lindsay can beat Jessica in this feud if she's fighting with about 10 other people at the same time," Hogan says. And he's not right. Wrong. He's That's not actually wrong. Wrestling wisdom for the real world. Pick one person to fight at a time.
Yep.
You know. Alanis Morissette gave an exclusive to Us Weekly. Is this so? It seems odd, but I think it is. I'm like, actually, wait, was it exclusive? Yeah, no, she did. She talked to the Us staff editor.
That took you out of the moment.
It really did.
Hold on.
I was like, wait, am I overselling this? But then I'm like, I guess Us Weekly was kind of a big deal if you were, like, not a huge celebrity, mm-hmm. you know? Which by this point, she was like...
Yeah, her star had cooled a bit.
Yeah, cooled. That's a good way to put it. Not fallen.
No.
Just cooled. But she opened up about having had an eating disorder in her teen years, which was, you know, nice mm-hmm. community service sure. to do. I love when a celebrity will open up about that because teen girls need to know.
Well, and they never needed it more than then.
Boy, and isn't that right? Okay, they had this whole spread on, like, how to get into LA's hottest nightclubs, but, like, I'm not going to read all that. I remember
reading those and being like, I'm sick about this.
I'm missing these incredible parties. Yeah, it's like,
everyone's partying without me just because I'm 13 and live in Texas and I'm not cool.
God, that wedding scene in Materialist, I was like, I love going to weddings, but, like, the way we all dance at weddings is just, like, it's so... You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's what people were doing in these dark rooms. Mm-hmm. And it's like some of the dark rooms were a little nicer than others, but basically they were drinking like watery well drinks and like standing around with people they didn't know or like in a loud room.
Yeah.
You know? That's what those parties were.
But I think also like a lot of social goings on happened.
Yeah.
Fights.
Yeah.
It'd be like going to the Gorilla Hole.
I never got to go to the Gorilla Hole.
Well, I didn't either. But yeah. It, you know, kids would come back from the weekend with tales from the Gorilla Hole.
Yeah.
It's the third place.
Oh, I was sick over it.
I can't believe Mom and Dad didn't let us go to the teen club.
I'm still...
Where kids were making out and getting handsy.
I'm still like, man, I miss so many good stories. So much went down at the Gorilla Hole. okay. This made me audibly gasp. I was sitting on the couch... Do you recognize this individual on the bottom right?
That's Lauren Sanchez.
Yes. With her original face.
That is crazy. I only recognize her because I saw a before and after.
What are the odds that recently. She would be in the Us Weekly?
That is so weird.
This week of all the times.
That's
because
really bizarre.
Almost exactly 20 years later, she's got married to Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world. That is really something.
Wow.
I mean, and it's that wedding was a shit show. But
the ugliest wedding.
It's so ugly. God bless.
Of all time.
We also have, this is the final thing, actually. I'm going to end on Kathy Hilton with an old face. She was running on the operating system.
This is like not original. My friend Kathy, actually.
No, she doesn't look like herself at all.
No. Wow.
I wonder what she's had done.
She looks...
Couple of facelifts.
In this inset photo in the bottom left, she looks so much like Nikki.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, she does. Dang. But yeah, that's not my friend Kathy Hilton.
No.
She looks like a staunch character.
Yeah.
Whereas my friend Kathy Hilton is loopy-doopy, mm-hmm. kooky girl.
Well, you know, she was still kind of raising those girls in
I
a
guess
way.
So. She had to keep
Paris
her...
Paris was giving her grief at that
she
time.
She had to keep her waspy mom...
Uh-huh.
You know, bona fides, but anyways.
It was also, respectability was more of a thing at the time, too, for women her age. Bravo wow. freed them from that.
Man, She's having fun.
She's having a blast. Good for her.
And with that, that's all I've got to say, except I've got an actual slate of icons who have birthdays, and I can't skip any of them because it's cancer season and I don't want them to get their feelings hurt. Happy birthday to Liv Tyler, Missy Elliott, Pamela Anderson, Lindsay Lohan, and Michelle Branch.
It's a no-skip.
We salute all of you.